Hello everyone and welcome to the DBB podcast. I'm your host Ryan Landis. This is episode number 377 for January 13th, 2026.
Welcome to the Disney Pins blog podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I have a few things for housekeeping and then we'll get right into the pin news. First up, I just want to mention we have a couple events coming up that we will be attending. They're not put on by Disney Pins blog, but we will have exclusive releases there and other pins from DPB store available. The first one we will be attending is the New Jersey Pin Trading event on March 20th through the 22nd. That is held at the Marriott in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Details are up at DisneyPinEvents.com. And then the second event we'll be attending is the one in Las Vegas in April. That is the Pin City Las Vegas Pin Trading event. It is a two-day event, April 25th and 26th. And there's lots of other people attending that event as well, so that's going to be an exciting one. And third thing for housekeeping is our January giveaway is going live this week. So head over to DisneyPinsBlog.com/giveaways for your chance to win. All right, now onto the pin news. First, we're going to start off with ourselves at DPB Store. Last week, we had the new Huey, Dewey, and Louie skiing pin. It's limited edition of 250. It features glitter embellishments for the snow, and the retail price is $20. That matches our Mickey Mouse ski pin that released last winter. Both of those are still available at DPB Store. And then for our exclusive release this Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, it features Rapunzel for Valentine's Day. So keep an eye out for that one. Okay, next up is Box Lunch. They're continuing releasing lots of blind box pin sets. We covered three of them this past week. First one is the Brother Bear stained glass set, which was very popular. Retail price on that is $12.90 per pin, and there are six pins in total. Then there was the Princess Brooch style pins with sculpted gold and marbleized fill for the backgrounds. These are really nice in person. I did buy a few. The retail price is $14.90 per pin there. And it features Cinderella, Ariel, Belle, Aurora, Tiana, and Mulan. And then the third blind box pin set we covered was the Hercules coin pin set. These are $12.90. They feature Hercules, Megara, Pegasus, Phil, Hades, and Pain and Panic. Next up is Hot Topic. They had a few new blind box pin sets as well. First one for them is the Kingdom Hearts stained glass set. Each pin is shaped like a stained glass window and features various characters. Six pins in total, one per box, and the price is $12.90. Next at Hot Topic was the Disney Villains Constellation blind box pin set. Six pins in total here as well, featuring Ursula, Maleficent, Captain Hook, and more. Retail price for that set is $12.90. Next up is Pinapalooza. They had a new Tinkerbell Bedazzled pin. It is limited edition of 300, and the price is $39.99. It's a Tinkerbell dancing on the mirror, and that is 3.5 inches in size. Next at Pinapalooza, they had a new Tangled Rapunzel and Pascal pin called Daydreamer. It also is limited edition of 300, and the price for this one is $50. It has a triple layer design, and that is 3.5 inches in size. Next up is Disney Store Online. They had a new box pin set celebrating Pixar Animation Studios' 40th anniversary. And this is pin set number 1 out of 5. There are 6 pins in total. They feature Toy Story 1 and 2, A Bug's Life, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, and The Incredibles. It's limited edition of 700, and the price is $110. I did try to purchase this one for myself, but it did sell out within a few seconds of the release. And that released on Tuesday, January 13th. Okay, and then lastly, we have Disney Parks in America. I put a post up on the site a few days ago with all of the Walt Disney World Marathon 2026 Run Disney pins. If you guys want to see all of those, the 5K through the Dopey Challenge, all of those pins are up now at DisneyPinsBlog.com. There are also two new open edition pins at Walt Disney World, one featuring Disney's Beach Club Resort. You have Mickey and Minnie on the beach there. That one is $14.99. And then there was another new one for the Italy Pavilion at Epcot. It has Mickey and Minnie riding the Vespas and reads Italia above. That one is also $14.99. Then there was a new pin trading starter set at Disney Parks. This is called the Mickey Mouse and Friends Best Day Ever. There was also a regular pin set that went along with this, and a mystery pin set, as well as a single pin at Walt Disney World and Disneyland, all with the same colorway. This one has four pins in total, included with the lanyard, and the retail price for that is $50. Next, there are new pin releases for Disney's Grand Californian Resort and Spa at Disneyland. They all feature Chip and Dale, but the first one is the 25th anniversary pin. This released last week. It is limited edition of 2,000, and the price is $22.99. And then there were two open edition pins, one with Chip and Dale and the resort in the background with some mountains. That one is $14.99. And then there was another one with Chip and Dale roasting marshmallows by the campfire. And that one is also $14.99. Next, we released the official flyers for the Hidden Disney 2026 Wave A pins at Disney Parks. You can find them now at DisneyPinsBlog.com. There are sheets for Disneyland and Walt Disney World. These have released on cast member lanyards and then will be released later in the green pouches in the parks. The pouches include the chasers and super chasers, but right now you can just find the regular ones on cast member lanyards. But yeah, they feature the ear headbands, film anniversaries, more castles, Disney buses, which are probably my favorite. I really like the Orange Bird bus. Then there are more cupcakes. And then for the holiday pins, they feature Chip and Dale. You can find Chip at Walt Disney World and Dale out at Disneyland. And then lastly, at Disney Parks, we have the new limited edition pin releases this week. First, we'll start off with the exclusive at Walt Disney World. There was just one. It is the first pin in the Iconic Views collection. This is a quarterly series at both Disneyland and Walt Disney World. The Walt Disney World version features Mickey Mouse, limited edition of 3,000, and the price is $24.99. And then there was also one out at Disneyland. Their exclusive features Donald Duck, also limited edition of 3,000, and the price is $24.99. And then there are a few shared pin releases on both coasts. First up is the very first pin in the Magical Theater series for 2026 at Disney Parks. It features Beauty and the Beast. It's limited edition of $4,500 and the price is $24.99. A few of these also released online at DisneyStore.com. And then there was the 101 Dalmatians 65th Anniversary Collection. The first pin is limited release and it is $21.99. The second pin is limited edition of $4,300 and is $24.99. And then there is a mystery pin set that when you put the characters together, it reads 101. That mystery set is limited release and the price is $34.99 per box of two pins. All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 377, your January 2026 week 2 Disney Pin News. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.